أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been discussing and reviewing chapter number 53, Surah An-Najm, the Surah of the Star. Today, we want to look at part number 8 under the theme of No Substitutes. And we're going to review two verses, verses 27 and 28. Now, in our last few discussions, we went over the theme of intercession. You'll recall that previous to that, there was a talk about idols, about these false gods that the people used to worship, and the fact that they gave the names of females to these idols. Today, we want to look at the topic, and in a way, it is a continuation of previous discussions, but also there's obviously a new theme which God wants to bring about, and that is really focused on the topic of, again, as we said, no substitutes, and we want to better understand this by these two verses. But before we go to that commentary, as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati, let us have a listen to the Arabic of verse 27 and 28, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and do a brief review and analysis of these two verses and some points to take away and to reflect upon. God says the following in Surah An-Najm.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا.
Those who do not believe in the hereafter give the angels the names of females. They have no knowledge of that. They only follow assumptions, and assumptions are no substitute for the truth. So as we see that in these two verses, they're obviously related together to one another, that God talks about those people who do not believe in Him, or do not believe in the hereafter actually, that they give the angels the names of females. And we had this previous discussion about the fact that God tells the disbelievers that why is it that you call the angels by the names of females, but yet you want sons for yourself? Again, there was that discussion about the discrimination that takes place between boys and girls, between male and female. And so that is one theme covered in this passage. But also the second point, which is perhaps even more important, is the fact that God says that when these people, the polytheists, when they would assign or ascribe these angels to be daughters of God and with the female names that they would attribute to them, as God says that they have no knowledge of this, that they only follow assumptions, they follow their own guesswork. And God tells us and them that this guesswork, these assumptions are no substitute for the truth. The truth is the truth, and it has to be acted upon. And anything other than that, if it is a falsehood, if it is a guess, if it is a presumption, that it has to be rejected. Now, what does Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati say in the commentary of this passage? We'll be very brief in our discussion today and end off with a few takeaway points. But what we see is that anything that is based on true knowledge is true. And every truth is in accordance with true knowledge. And they are both one and the same. Now, instead of saying assumptions do not make the person free from real knowledge, the Quran says, assumptions do not make the person free from the truth, as the truth, al-haq, and true knowledge, al-ilm, are one and the same. Naming the angels with the names of females was based on an unfounded belief, as they, the Arabs of the time of ignorance, considered the angels to be the daughters of God. Those individuals, even that we might see today, who would paint portraits of the angels in the form of girls, are actually basing their works on the period of ignorance, on the period of Jahiliyyah, even if they unknowingly engage in this. Now, for our takeaway messages, point number one is that anyone who, while in this life, fears that they will be responsible in the court of judgment on the day of resurrection, they will not just say anything, and they will also not believe in just any in any speculation which comes their way. They will think, reflect, and try to get to the bottom of things, not just believing things blindly or with very little evidence to back it up. Point number two is that whoever has no knowledge on any issue in life must remain silent. If you don't know, it's better to remain silent than to speak and to prove your own ignorance. It is better for a person who has no knowledge, let's say on Islamic studies or Islamic teachings, it's better for them to remain silent and not say anything rather than to speak and to perhaps misguide the people. And point number three, and we'll conclude with this for today, is that when it comes to the religious belief system, having speculation in a religious belief system or practice or a theme, that is not enough. One must have true and accurate knowledge. We need to delve deep into understanding and having belief in our religious system and not just guesswork or, having very limited knowledge. No, we actually have to have true knowledge and not just guess or speculate on Islamic issues, especially in the belief system of Islam. We ask God to allow us to be able to read and reflect and to gain even greater amounts of knowledge of the Quran and of this religion of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.